Hi, my name's Dave.
Welcome back, mofos and mofets, to the Two Blunt Podcast. This is your doobie bonus episode. Right now, me and Knocker had a little phone conversation about, I guess, my last past two episodes, the Hoteps and the Jews. And we're going to get into it for y'all. So I hope you enjoy. Peace. But I'm all fired about this Jew thing, though. I don't know. I don't think Dave Chappelle was being anti-Semitic. I think he was just being honest. I don't. Same way with Kyrie Irving. Because the tropes are, it's like Dave Chappelle said, if it's black people, it's a gang. If it's the mob, if it's Italians, it's the mob. But if it's Jews, don't mention it or you're anti-Semitic. That's the idea. Because the anti-Semitic tropes, they got them killed by Hitler, was Jews control the world, Jews did this, Jews controlled all the money, so we got to kill all the Jews. So that was his idea, even back in the fucking Roman times, same idea.
Right, so when the minute you spit any part of that, you're putting Hitler.
Yeah, you're like Hitler. So when Kyrie Irving, but black people... In general,
he got screwed.
He got screwed. That was dumb.
But they did that nigga dirty for that shit. Like, nigga, you can't give me a list of the names.
But what Kanye West did wasn't the DEF CON 3 the thing that got him fucking kicked off. It was him saying, "I can do whatever the fuck I want." That's when he lost everything. So it's like
he lost everything on a whole nother shit though. Mm-hmm. Like he that was just a little bit of it. Like,
yeah, he said
to me that wasn't even the biggest part. It was just all the other shit he was talking, all that other nonsense, and it was just like, nigga, you just tripping.
Yeah,
like, shut up, homie. Like, get you a friend that'll tell you to shut the fuck up. Like,
I don't think he wants any of those friends, man. Once you get to that certain point, nobody's willing to do that.
Yeah, nobody wants... Everybody wants all the yes men around him.
Yeah.
That's usually what kills him. Fucks them up.
I don't ever want yes men around me. That sounds so scary.
That shit is...
That's terrifying.
So you...
The Jew thing is like...
So where do you stand with it?
Where I stand with it is... I don't stand with the Jews. Like, I understand what it looks like from a black perspective to look upon Jews like that. And what I'm trying to say is, if you're looking for an enemy, there's better ones out there. Like, if you want to fight like a cabal of bad people, there's probably definitely better fights you could pick. If you wanted to make some real change, Jews ain't doing nothing that bad. I've had this conversation with real people.
They're not the big enemy in your eyes.
No, it's worse.
They're not.
Yeah, it's definitely worse. Okay. Right in your face all the time. So,
that's kind of where I'm at. Like, I ain't gonna front and act like I know any of it. I don't know much of shit about it. That's my thing, is just, it ain't my business, man. Like,
yeah,
it is, but it ain't. Like,
my thing,
that nigga ain't gonna make my rent go down any quicker.
Exactly.
Like, so
it's I don't know, there's been a history of blacks and Jews like intersecting, coming together for a good cause, and then after that saying fuck you. And it's been back and forth. But what I've been reading, because I've been reading about this, because I don't want to be too wrong when I'm talking about it, is it's like, I don't know. Why are you picking on, like, why would anybody not just pick on the Czech Catholic Church? Like, how do you think Jews have the most money if they just control a bank? Let's say they do control the World Bank, whatever. That doesn't mean they have the most money. They just control the World Bank. And if that's something you're really worried about that's affecting you, you should probably say something to him. I don't know. But
right.
Yeah, so I don't know. When I look at like the richest sex, if we're going to just go with like Jewish people as the religion, they're third on the list. And then what blew the homie's mind earlier was I told him like second on the list was Islam. Islam is the second richest religion in the world, and there's no way you can deny the Catholic Church. Like, you can't even, the argument that Jews control the world, but you're not even talking about the Catholic Church with a billion followers and raped half the planet, stole from half the planet, Spanish Inquisition, all of the conquistadors, like all of those, that was all that loot went back to one place. And you can't tell me that Jewish people are the bad people. You know, it's like, it's impossible. Your argument is moot. And that's all I'm trying to prove. Just irritated. Because like,
to me, it's one of those, and this is probably the dumbest layman terms way I can say it, but that's just kind of how I, when it comes to this kind of shit. It's the same argument of like, who would be better in their prime, Jordan or LeBron? Well, we ain't never going to know.
Yeah.
So why are we going to spend an hour and a half going back and forth?
Yeah.
And arguing about the shit. And like, so to me, that's the thing. It's like, oh, they've got all the power. They got all the money. They got all, we ain't going to be able to prove it. And if we do prove it, what does that change? They still got the money.
Yeah. They still got the money.
They still going to be more powerful. Like, it's just the way the system of life apparently is.
Yeah. I was listening to, it was, I really think it was Charlamagne the God's TV show. I think it was Chico Bean. He was talking to a black dude that really understands capitalism. And he said the problem with black people is we don't have a covenant. And what he meant by that is like how like the beauty stores are owned by mostly Asian people. And then the people that they import from are people that they actually know in another country, you know? And so,
yeah.
And he was like, if you just get a resource and then manufacture it and then sell it to your people at a certain price and only your people, then you have a covenant. And he said, black people never did that. And it was like, you can't be mad at like Jews for controlling everything when they had have a covenant. They only, no matter what, at the end of the day, Jews are only going to sell to Jews. Same way with Asians, usually, except for Vietnamese people. They kind of branch to black. And then Catholics do the same thing. It's just, I don't know. I tried to explain that to somebody today, too, and they were like, no, it could never happen because we don't have the infrastructure. I was like, Jay-Z's a billionaire. Like, infrastructure.
We have it. We just don't want to share it.
Don't want to share it, yeah. It's pedestal mentality. So it's just, it's goofy, but it's just at the same time, it's just like arguing with somebody like but he grew up in different economic circumstances than me. Like, I really grew up like fucking rich white kid. Like, had everything I wanted. Friends could come.
You did?
Yeah. I grew up fucking like, did not grow up like the black kids around me. Not at all. Yeah. My dad was a cop. My mom owned a florist and she made more money than him. And anything I wanted, I had.
See, I got to see both sides, man. I was one of the blessed, I guess.
Yeah.
So I get to see, you know what I'm saying? Because like, my mom, she didn't work, so we was on the system and shit like that. And then like my dad, we was separated. They was separated, so he was working. So like, I used to have the your dad need to give us some child support. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. meeting up with my dad at McDonald's to get a little bit of money for him to give my mom some money. And she calling him a piece of shit and he ain't shit. You know what I'm saying?
Oh my God.
He drops some money off and be like, what up? Your mom's tripping. I'm out. So I've seen that side. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But then like, I would come over here to my aunts and they both worked. There was management at the phone companies. You know what I'm saying? Doing well. Nice house and shit like that. We were staying in motels with my mom and shit like that. So I come over here and I get painting classes and clarinet lessons and shit. But then I go home and then it will be like, nigga, you want some candy, you better take these food stamps up to 7-Eleven. You know what I'm saying?
You had a direct line to both of it all the time. That's so funny.
So I've seen both sides of it, so. But yeah, like it's that competitive mentality, man. That's
It's just capitalism.
To me, that's always been like the downfall of black people. Is like we so competitive that we it's everybody versus us. It's not us versus everybody.
Yeah.
It's everybody versus me.
There's like a story.
Like me versus the world. And it's like, no, wait. There's a chunk of us that you should be with. We should be on the same team.
Yeah, same team. Same like, team.
It's like playing Call of Duty, and you got a team, but you just run around. You shooting at everybody. You
and friendly fire is on. So you're killing everybody.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? It's like, hey, man. Well, like, I'm standing next to you. I had your back. Like, I was watching your back for you.
Yeah.
You didn't have to stab me. You didn't have to knife me up. And it's like, no, I need all this, man. This is all me. And it's like,
what the fuck?
But it shouldn't be.
Yeah.
It shouldn't be.
Why all you?
Yeah. Like, why can't it just be us?
Yeah.
So, to me, that's my opinion on that. Like,
I want to say there's a story my mom tells about my grandfather.
I love black people, but they be tripping.
Because we don't have a covenant. We've never, as a group, been like, we're all going to just do this. There's like one thing we all do, but we kind of settle for just the word nigga.
And it ain't even, the worst part is like, it ain't even like you, just you do you and that's cool, whatever, man. I ain't gonna, you know what I'm saying? I don't fuck with it, but you can do you. It's like, I don't like what you do.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas like, you got your, you know what I'm saying? Other factions, there's wealth things and shit like that, but if you a white person, you a redneck, or you a millionaire, guess what? They both feel the same. They stick to each other.
They
same,
stick to this fucking, yeah. Same thing.
They got
yeah.
We they get all on. Stick the same way, but whatever. Not over here, though.
Not over here, though. Because, I mean, I'm trying to think. I'm trying to remember this story. Because my grandfather owned a store.
Hey, what's a Hotep?
What's a Hotep, nigga? One of them Israelite hating ass niggas. I hate them Hotep ass niggas. I really do. Don't get me started on them Hotep niggas. Man, I had to argue with some Hotep niggas about pigs one day, nigga.
Oh, see, I don't know that.
Fuck with it.
I don't.
Fuck with it. Bro.
Oh shit.
Yo, I had to go smoke a cigarette. These niggas pissed me the fuck out. They were like, you know, pigs ain't real, right? I said, no, man.
Wait, what? Oh, shit.
Yeah, I'm at work. I'm trying to be normal. I'm telling you, it's like three black dudes. I'm one of them.
Trying to be normal.
Trying my best to be normal. I got a fucking jacket on. I'm trying to be normal. These niggas come up to me talking about, you know, pigs ain't real, right? Pigs ain't real? My nigga, what you talking about? This is day two of me talking to Hotep niggas and like getting up and walking off. Like, this is the second time I've done it. Because this is not the first time I had to talk about Jews.
So,
like,
yeah. So they're black people, though.
Yeah, they're black people. So black people, Hotep niggas think that they're the real Israelites, which I don't even know.
Okay,
why.
So that's
what the fucking thing is. Yeah, I don't know why that's something they want to be. Just be black from America. That's it. So just be American or less American. Try to be more British. They have like a better sense of humor. Sarcasm is really thick over there. I just don't get it. I don't fucking get it. Like, wit is something they're proud of. Like, I want to say I read something about Glorilla. She didn't know ham was pig, right?
Oh, I saw that.
And
I
so
saw that video.
I saw the comments under there, and they were like, girl, I love you. You slow, and that's why I love you. I was like, fuck no. She knew that. She said that before. Somebody, she's not. They just be like, everybody around her is like, no, she right. And if ham is not pig, bitch, what the fuck is it? What else is pink that you could eat? Just saying. So I don't believe that. I don't believe that shit at all. But I also believe the person that commented was like, yep, I'm dumb too. I don't even want to mention the people at work. But yeah.
Oh, okay.
Glorifying ignorance.
I've seen a whole bunch of people be like, man, fuck these Hotep niggas.
Bro, when I tell you, if you talk to one of them, like, I wanted, like, I don't know if it
I
works.
I feel like I probably have.
Oh, my God.
Just didn't.
You didn't give it the time of day? Bro, I listened to this dude.
You know me. Like, yeah. You start talking about some shit I don't want to talk about, I'll be like, hey,
I'm trying to think what this nigga said. This nigga said some fucking dumb shit. He said some shit like, he tried to spell a word, but he would always do this shit where he'd be like, so you think that word is what that word means? And you'd be like, fucking, what does Webster say? And then he'd be like, no, let me break it down. And he'd break down a word, right? By the third word I heard him break down, he spelled it wrong. And I was like, fuck my life. He had this audience captivated. And I just wanted, I fucking was just like, what the fuck? We should just knock this dude out right now. Probably knock these people out. Some sense. It was fucked up. He, like, they were like, all right, I'm trying to think. It could have been like irritate, but he spelled it with an A. You know, it was just goofy.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. You're just like, what the fuck just happened? And everybody was like, yep, you're right. And I was like, he just spelled that word wrong. Just got up and walked off. So, I mean, the first conversation was Jews control the world. And I was like, impossible. There's like 2 billion Asian people, Chinese people, to be specific. Instantly was like, stats don't win. They don't add up.
You math, said, ain't mathing on that. Like, yeah. The numbers, man.
These numbers, whatever you say, he control the money, whatever. Still 2 billion. And also, they stayed in secret. They hid for thousands of years. Nobody knew they were there in a temple. So I'm going to give it to them winning most things.
Oh, shit.
I never even thought to bring up Islam into that conversation because, yeah.
I was hearing Hotep niggas, and I just didn't know what that was. So
pigs ain't real, and all black people from America are the real Israelites. So it sounds like some Mormon shit to me.
So that's what video was about.
Yeah, Kyrie's a Hotep nigga from Australia. Shit don't even make no sense. Hey, the fuck? You got over here and got Hotep nigga? You from Australia, brother? Like, fuck. And his Latin, for Kyrie Irving, John Stewart made a good point. He was like, for Kyrie Irving, he's like the weirdest person to be anti-Semitic. His last name is Irving. That's a Jewish last name. Goofy. It's a goofy ass nigga. Like, it's just,
that's super funny.
Like, why are you doing this? So yeah, I have strong negative feelings about Hotep nigga.
I see that.
My God, you're my buddy from Arkansas, man. We talk shit about Hotep niggas at least once every time we talk.
But then it's fighting where somebody call you Hotep, huh?
No, they gonna know I'm not a Hotep because I'm not gonna say. I'm telling you, if you meet dudes, they're all the same. The dreads, you can't even get me with the dreads. I'm telling you. I'm not going to say, like, if you...
You gotta wear dreads?
I mean, they usually have dreads.
That's just kind of your thing? That's their thing?
It looks like it. Dreads and, like, the color palette of, like, a dashiki in the 90s.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
All right.
Strong negative.
Yeah. All right. Well, now I know.
Yeah. I want to say, when they told me the pigs weren't real, and they tried to explain it to me, and I'm pretty sure I called them fucking idiots and walked off.
Do you think birds are real?
Yeah. Like, I've seen them, touched them and stuff. Like, all of the birds, though? You can't go, all the birds are real, nigga. Like, in all reality, nigga, I don't even know if you real. Like, fuck am I going to beat around the bush? I don't know if any people are real. I know I'm real because I'm in my body, but I don't, you know.
Do you know if you're real?
Yeah, I know I'm real, but I can't count for your realness. Can I? Like, if this is all simulation, I could be playing a video game right now. Try to keep your mind open.
I don't know.
Try to keep your mind open. You never know. One thing I do know, there's no God, so everything's open for interpretation.
Wait, how's everything open?
Everything's open.
All right.
Yeah, everything. Simulation theory. I got a Quran in my house. Seems like a very violent book.
I just like to. That's like kick it, man. I just do my thing. I just kick it. You know what I'm saying? Like. When it comes to shit like that, that's one of my things. I ain't never really been into it. It never really intrigued me to spend a lot of time worrying about shit that don't affect me.
Yeah.
That I just let that shit go, man. I could tell you about the Chiefs schedule. You know what I'm saying? Like, I could tell you who's on the Chiefs team, but I couldn't tell you nothing about a Hotep.
I think if you met one, you would be passionate about it, just as I am. Just as we gotta stop this epidemic of Hotep niggas now. What? You're like, what the fuck? It's like our version. Oh, it's like, it's, man, our group of like MAGA Republicans. Like they're fucking, okay, out there. Yeah. We gotta mow them down. We gotta keep the snakes out the grass. What the fuck?
Yeah. So they're the ones that just make us look bad.
Yeah. One of the guys that I was working with was kind of cool, right? The other guy did not like it all, right? And so he called me a sage one day. I was like, what? Fucking idiot like I am, I thought immediately of anime, like Naruto and shit. Trying to think. He was cool. He invited me to get on a call with him and do affirmations, right? When I looked it up, what it was just people going, I expect this for my life. And then in a row, but on the phone.
Yeah, that's the speak it to existence thing,
yeah,
ain't it?
Yeah, I've heard that before, and usually still takes some work.
there's some processes after that. There's some steps after speaking it.
I can talk about it today, but I should probably be doing it. I don't know what affirmation. So I never did that, right? I knew I wouldn't be able to take it serious. He seemed upset I didn't go for the affirmations, so then I can do about it. Yeah, I knew I wasn't gonna take it seriously. I was just like trying to be a normal person. I used to sell drugs. Like, I just want to be a normal person. Trying to snap out of it and shit. Like, yeah. So,
see,
weird time in my life.
Them is the conversations people start with me, and I just be like, "Hey, man, I'm cool." And they be like, "What?" And I be like, "Nah, I'm cool, man. Like, it's all good."
Yeah, it's like I think I didn't want answers for the longest. You know, if you're gonna tell me pigs are real, fucking explain that shit. And then you just basically explain domestication of hogs, turning them into pigs. And I was like, yeah, dogs, wolves. I was like, what the fuck are we talking about, man?
Oh, shit.